What's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I just jumped in. I know you're starting already.
Oh, I'm starting already.
Oh, because I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob.
And I'm eating.
Well, we're going to keep going.
Okay.
All right. So, hey.
I accept.
What's going on? So, for those of you who are seeing us right now, congratulations. You are awesome. For those of you who are not seeing us, get on the ball. Go watch us at YouTube, you know, the YouTubes where the people do YouTube and stuff.
The first thing that you're going to watch me do is eat.
I'm trying to push you into your microphone.
The first thing you're going to watch me do is eat.
Thanks, Hank.
All right, Bobby.
Okay. So, as you can see, things are different. This is a video that we are doing here.
Because
you can see it. Okay, so we kind of wanted to do this podcast to explain to you like what we're doing. We're kind of rebranding the channel, and we're adding to it. But don't worry, we're not going to lose the podcasts. They're still there. You can find those on our website. What are you doing with the jazz hands over there?
I don't want to interrupt your graceful speech, so I just want to act out what I want to say.
Okay, I gotcha.
Try to work on my manners.
I'm straight up smelling onions.
Well, I'm straight up eating.
Onions. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue to do podcasts. They're going to be on our website, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, anywhere else you can get your podcasts. I tried to put them on SoundCloud, but SoundCloud is a little different. So I'm on work on that. We might get them on SoundCloud. We'll see.
Different.
It's a little different. Okay, so with this rebranding that we've been doing, we kind of came up with a slogan. Our slogan for Just Plain Nonsense now is enjoy creativity, because we're going to start adding in videos, video podcasts, sketches, short films, vlogs, things like that, because we really, really love being creative, and we like being fun and goofy, as you can see.
Onion. It was a stray.
That's why I smelled it. It was sitting over here.
Right there.
There's another one right there.
Dude, I don't even know what's happening.
Because you're like the cookie monster when you eat.
Actually, you came up with a slogan, and I liked it.
Yeah. I think I was talking to you while I was on the toilet. I had you on the phone, and I was sitting on the toilet, and I told you about it. I
didn't know that.
Yep. No. Yeah. Hey.
You made a slogan. I liked it.
And you're done.
I get nervous on camera.
Well, don't. You're going to be on camera a lot.
I know.
We're going to be putting him in a lot of sketches. I've written some of them that are good.
Break me like a camera horse.
Perfect. Okay.
So when I ran anyway, so I'm nervous. I just.
Yeah. Just do it. That's good. But don't interrupt me.
That's going to happen.
Okay. I can deal with it. Okay. So the whole point of this whole entire thing that we're doing is just to have fun. We want to have fun while being creative. Some of these sketches that we've already done, we've already written a couple of them. We haven't shot them just yet, but we wrote one called The Pickle Incident, which is like some super silly thing that we came up with while he was falling asleep. And I like asked him like, hey, what if we start doing sketches? And he was like, yeah, okay, I guess we can do that. And then I kind of pitched him a couple of ideas, and we bounced off of each other coming up with The Pickle Incident, which is really dumb and silly.
Then I grabbed it and slam dunked it. Then I grabbed it and slam dunked it.
Right. In a metaphorical basketball goal.
Nope, literally.
In a literal basketball goal, metaphorically, but.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good one. That's one of my.
Yeah, it's super fun and silly, but it's going to be a lot of fun to shoot it. It's going to be real short, but I mean, it's just going to be fun. And you'll see that coming up soon. We're going to have that, you know, fairly soonish. We wrote another one called Awesome Sauce, which is just dumb. Like, you know, people say, you're like, hey, I went to the store, you're like, awesome sauce. And then, you know, I turned it into an actual like sauce and then made a stupid video about it.
And it's awesome.
And it is awesome.
Tasting. Kind of.
Some of the short films we're going to be doing, they're going to be a little bit longer than the sketches, a little bit more in depth. We already shot one a while ago. We're going to be putting that on the channel. We shot it about 2 years ago, I think, probably.
What? So
I was wondering what you were looking at.
Your technology is.
Oh, yeah.
Watch my face expand.
Yeah, so we have this little monitor here that we're watching what's going on. Hopefully.
We're watching us, watching you, watching us, watching you.
Right.
Watching us.
All right. And then the vlogs. We shot a vlog recently. We went to San Diego. We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
That's fun.
The vlogs are basically going to be a behind the scenes look at Just Plain Nonsense. So this guy right here is something that we did while we were in San Diego, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. I'm going to pull that guy out. And then, that, all of that with the vlogs and all this kind of stuff brings me to,
I thought I want to say something.
What's that?
This, is less a reflection of how most of the episodes are going to be, but it's more so it's an important episode because it's going to fill you in on the things to come and what this is all about.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to kind of, since I planned this out, because we don't plan out a lot here. Right now we have to have notes because we're teaching you stuff.
Yeah, because we have stuff we have to get out there.
But I did plan the shirt.
Yeah.
Too. And also, the reason I'm wearing this shirt is because this is actually the first and only cat shirt that I ever bought myself, which started some weird trend where people started buying me cat shirts. And I think
I bought you four.
Yeah, dude. I don't know how it happened.
You're going to see them. If you keep watching these podcasts, you'll see his cat shirts. He wears them all the time.
And I wore it. This is an old one. First one. Very, I actually lost it for a period of time. Found it. Wore it again. It's destiny. But because it's a special occasion, Rob.
Oh, no.
I brought a business tie. And I'm oh, crap. How do I? Hold on a second.
Go ahead and figure this out.
I can't. Oh, did it.
You did it.
There it is. I'm our tie. Now it's celebratory.
Well, then you actually kind of match me a little bit more. I've got a collared shirt on, yeah. And now you've got your tie.
Yep.
Proud of you.
It's a tie-dye cat tie. Hey,
I was trying to move my hand because I'm not. The puns, I can't.
You will.
No, I will. You will succumb. Okay, so with all the stuff that we were talking about, with the vlogs and the sketches and all this kind of stuff, that brings up the one of the main things that we're going to be looking. What?
You said sketches, so I was just sketching a cat, a stick cat.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't do it fast enough. Yeah, actually, you know what? There it did. Stick cat.
All right, I'm gonna put that up on
can
the screen.
Can you see it?
No, I'll put it up on the screen.
Can you see it?
I'll put it up there.
There you go.
You can kind of see it.
That was in 3 seconds.
I'll put it up on the screen, bigger, so you can actually
I'm
see
delirious
it.
Right now, but that's you guys are used to that if you're used to the podcast.
Yeah, because it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning right now.
Yep.
Because we had a lot of technical difficulties getting this. This is our fourth time trying to record this podcast.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, so...
The good thing is we didn't actually hardly start on the oven because it kept crashing.
Yeah, it did. So we're trying out some new stuff. And all of this stuff that I'm talking about, technical issues, all that kind of stuff, brings up a perfect point. Thank you for the the sequitur. It is a sequitur, right?
I don't know. You're welcome.
Yeah, good. Okay. So we are going to be starting a Patreon because, you know, we need money to do this kind of thing. Included in the Patreon... we are going to have bloopers and outtakes. We're going to have extra bloopers and outtakes. So if you want to see us goofing up, jacking around, there's an outtake, a blooper, if you will. If you want to see us jacking around, goofing up, man, okay, hang on.
It must be pre-bloopery. If this is our...
This isn't a bit. This is actually happening real time. If you guys want to see us messing up, jacking around, and goofing off, bam, nailed it. Then subscribe to our Patreon. Go on there, you know, sign up to pay however much. We don't know. We're working on the tiers right now.
Make it a lot.
Yeah, a bunch of some money. You know, yeah. whatever you can afford, do a little bit more.
Yeah, no. What we're saying is that, you know, as we grow in this, you know, if you guys, you know, enjoy this and want to help us grow and do this together and take this to the next level, it'd be nice to, you know, do like other people like us do that, except for the ones that have made it already.
Yeah. Well, no, they probably still have people. They have people subscribed to
their
Patreon.
No, that's what I mean.
Well.
Like, now they have that.
Yeah. So,
whew, we're tired.
Words. They're hard, right?
One drink.
No, I'm good, man. Okay. I got it. I'm up there. You got to come. You got to get on my level. I was going to say, don't do it again with your little slurping. Okay, so.
That was a kissy slurp.
That was, yeah. I'm a little excited right now. I'm a little more excited because of that. Okay,
Mom's
so
spaghetti.
If you saw that jump cut right there, that was because we just cut out a bunch of stuff that didn't quite fit. So you're going to see some jump cuts every once in a while. But if you want to see what actually happens without any edits, go subscribe to Patreon because we are going to upload a completely 99.9% unedited versions of these podcasts on Patreon. So you can go there and subscribe and check it out. Again, we're still working on the tiers. We're not sure what is going to be included in each one, but we will keep you updated on there and on here as well. The Patreon is going to include bloopers and outtakes, behind the scenes, look at what goes on. It's going to be a little bit more than what the vlogs show. a little bit more setup and a little bit more like in-depth kind of stuff. It'll give you early access to our podcast, so you'll get them a couple days earlier than the people who are not patrons. So thank you in advance for that.
Yeah, be patreonic.
I knew...
I was jumping to say it, man.
I knew you were going to have something, because I can like... There's this energy that happens whenever you were getting ready to say a pun, and I can feel it.
It's probably from your peripherals, because I start leaning.
Yeah,
I'm that's like, probably what it is. Come on, take a breath so I can...
Well, I'm trying to... I'm talking a little faster now, because I want to get this out. Okay, and then you'll get early access to the podcast, but you will also get unedited video podcasts. So I know you're looking forward to that, because there will be times where we will be sitting here scrolling through our phones looking for whatever content that we're trying to talk about, and you will get to see that. Luckily on YouTube, you can fast forward past all that boring stuff, but that's all going to be in there just because, like, and you'll see us maybe get up, walk around, take a drink, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff's going to be in there. Cause it's fun to watch that stuff. I like watching everything that happens, every little millisecond of somebody else's production. I like watching it cause it's fun to see bathroom how breaks. They do it. What?
Bathroom breaks.
Well, the camera won't follow you in there, but if you go to the bathroom, I will tell them that you're going to the bathroom, and then I will entertain them with a song.
Yeah.
Or something else.
I feel like that's not raw enough, bro.
We can get more raw, but you'll have to subscribe to Patreon to find out, because we don't know what we're going to do even. And then I'm looking at my notes, and the last thing is we will have Patreon exclusive videos, which means that if you sign up and if you're a patron on Patreon, we are going to create special videos that are not out in the public. They're only going to be available on Patreon. So they're going to be super silly.
Illegal. That's why they're...
And what?
Illegal.
Illegal?
Yeah.
If you don't start talking into your microphone, I'm going to duct tape it to your face.
Because it was illegal. I just didn't want them to hear it.
Oh. Did you say illegal?
Illegal.
Okay.
That it makes it spice. Be like, oh, I got to check that out.
No, they're not going to be...
What could be so illegal?
They're not going to be illegal. I promise.
Does he?
I do. You want to know why? You want to know why?
Because he edits. Hold on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to know why they will not be illegal? Because I'm the one editing them. Until we bring on some editors, which we can do with patrons. If we get some patrons coming in. Patron. Yeah. All right. So if we... I can't do the puns. I tried and I can't do it. So if we get some patrons coming in and that, you know, we start making some money, we can hire editors, we can hire graphics people, videographers. So I don't have to do it all. And then it'll be a lot more fun and I can focus more on creative. Because let's be honest, I'm a creative person here. Actually, that's not true. Michael is way, way more creative than me.
Your microphone's hooked up to my headphones. So
did you see me trying to like figure out which way to go to like hide my mouth? So
this is our tech guy. See, subscribe, go to Patreon.
Yeah, we need a different tech guy. Okay. So yeah, I think that's all the notes that I have. Do you have anything to add?
I can always add stuff, bro. I just want to talk, man.
Okay.
Caffeine's kicking in.
So since he wants to talk, we are going to go ahead. That's all that we have for like where the channel's going. We might add a little bit more later on, like if we realize that we forgot something, but keep watching the podcast. I don't remember what I was going to say. You remember those words that we were talking about earlier?
You can check us out on,
do it. Go
on any podcasting application, streaming source site in the galaxy,
except for SoundCloud,
except for that one.
Yeah. I'm working on that one. That was good.
Thanks, bro.
All right. So since we're done with all that for now, we are going to... Oh, wait. Hold on. Go to our store. Check out our merchandise. All that kind of stuff. Because we make t-shirts. We got the new Frosted Fleeks t-shirt.
The caffeine is... You're turning... This is really weird, and I appreciate this. Because normally on the podcast, I have like 5 or 6 energy drinks.
Right.
And I'm the one going... Da-da-da-da-da. And you're like bringing it in.
Right.
And now I'm... Sadly enough, I'm holding it together here, bringing it in real slow.
And I'm
slow,
the one who's like, nah,
and you're going, the words blah.
Just because I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about this. This is what I want to do for my career. I want this to be like my career. I'm tired of making ads. Don't tell my boss. I'm tired of making ads.
I love this dynamic here because we're because just a small change of us being visible. Is total
stop looking
here.
At yourself over here.
So we have a screen there where I can look at me, looking at you, looking at me. It's cool. watch myself.
Michael's very, very easily excited by this all this tech.
Yeah, I'm real old school. I don't even type any of the books, the short stories, anything that we work on. I handwrite them all.
Right. Yeah, and that's something completely different than Just Plain Nonsense. We have Triple Helix where we write books and we do all kinds of other stuff. That's our main company, and then Just Plain Nonsense is under that. Yeah. That's what he's talking about for those of you who don't know.
So as far as comfort zones, I'm more that side of it. This guy, he's no stranger to being on camera. I'm pretty nervous, so...
I really enjoy it. I love being the center of attention, as if you can't tell.
So he's like a little kid right now.
Yeah, I'm... even though it's almost 4 o'clock. Okay, so San Diego.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them why we went to San Diego?
Yeah. I'll just start talking, and you do this.
Yeah. I'm just going to...
Unlike the podcast where they can't see us, they're going to know that you're signaling.
Yeah, we have little hand signals that we give to each other sometimes during the podcast, but...
This means take it away. This means bring it back.
None of those are accurate.
That's pretty good, though.
That was good. So go ahead. We just hit thumbs. What does that mean?
Well, no. Might be good.
Thumb buddies.
No, I got shoes on.
Oh, so, I don't. Go ahead. San Diego.
It's safe. So we went to a wedding that was part of the reason we went, and then we took advantage of the opportunity
to have some bro time.
To have some bro time and film our vlog.
Yeah.
And really, it's just a lot of us playing around, having fun.
I got so tired of carrying that camera. But you're going to see in the vlog, Michael couldn't even carry it for like 3 minutes.
Well, I'm a skinny boy now, bro. I ain't got no... I'm weak. I got chicken arms. Chickens don't even have arms, but you know what I mean.
He's got chicken arms, legs for chicken arms. Arm leg arms.
Yeah. So, you know, on the way there, we hit turbulence.
Oh my gosh. But okay.
What he was scared about, and I'm going to let you take the turbulence story because you definitely got the butt of that, and I kind of burned you on that one accidentally.
Oh yeah. Okay. I gotcha. I was trying to figure out why.
So, before we got there, my biggest concern... Well, that nightmare came to pass later in the story, and I'll bring it back to it.
Did you say why we were going? It's for Hey Girl Sister's wedding. Did you say that?
Yeah, wedding, and then...
And then bro time. Okay,
yeah, we turned it into a two-part thing.
You did say that. I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so... Seagulls.
You're getting into seagulls before we talk about the flight?
No, I'm going to give them a preference.
Got it. Okay, got it. There's a story about seagulls, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, so... he thought I was exaggerating.
I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. I don't have a lot of enemies on this planet, you know?
Except for
seagulls. And we'll get more on that later, but I really want to show you. I felt it was necessary to bring it now because before the trip, I explained to him, in which he thought I was over exaggerating.
Just a little bit, yeah.
On how when I go to San Diego, I go to war with seagulls. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, because they poop on you and they eat your food and blah, blah, blah. No, it's a whole other level. We'll get to that later. But remember I said that because I wanted you to experience this trip as he experienced this trip.
Yeah.
You know, having it in the back of his mind and then seeing it go down and being like, whoa.
Plus, it was a little tease to keep you watching. So if you made it to this point, you're like, okay, what happens with the seagulls? I guess I'll keep watching.
It's not what you think.
Okay, so the turbulence, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so for those of you who have been we've only been able to listen to the podcast, you can see me now. I'm a big dude, okay? So when you're a big dude this size and you get on an airplane, you have to get one of those fat people seatbelts, the seatbelt extender, which is super embarrassing to ask for, right? Because you're like, first of all, you have to squeeze down the little aisle that's about this wide. I thought you were like trying to make a thing out of it. Okay. Michael's over here eating his burger for those of you who are just listening. And I just saw it out of the corner of my eye and it was weird. Hmm. So you have to walk down the aisle super, super thin, right? And then you get into your seat, which is like really, really small. For a big dude, it's really small. So I get a window seat because I don't want to like squish anybody. So I'm trying to sit as far away as possible. So I sit down and I'm like, I look at Michael and I'm like, the seatbelt doesn't fit. And he goes, don't worry about it. I was like, I should probably ask for a seatbelt extender. And he goes, no, you're fine. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm probably fine.
No, I made it seem like you were over.
Oh, like it was silly for me to ask. I was like, dude,
okay, if the plane goes down,
what's the seatbelt going to matter?
You're going to die.
Right.
So like, don't even worry about it. Just put something over your lap. They're not going to see it.
I didn't have to worry about it because my fat belly covered the whole entire seatbelt.
It's not going to be a big deal. You're actually be more comfortable not wearing it. Go ahead.
Boy, was he wrong.
Oh man.
So we get we're still on the tarmac, I guess is what it's called. I'm not a pilot. I don't know these things. So we get to the place where we take off, and well, the pilot's like, "Hey guys, we're going to take off a little early to avoid this storm because there's a storm coming in." So me being not super experienced in flight, I was like, "Yeah, it's fine. That's all good." So we accelerate, and the pilot does the thing where the wings do the thing, and it lifts the thing into the air, and we start flying. We start flying, and we get it higher and higher and higher, you know, as airplanes do, and that's like their whole purpose, is to get higher and higher and to take us to the air.
Yeah, so, we're flying. Go ahead, Rob. Jeez. That was painful.
It was fun. I was trying to make it fun. So we're flying and like we're going. You're and sadistic. Apparently we got into the storm a little bit. So we're hitting some turbulence and the plane's rocking pretty good. And these are... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you go. Oh. You go ahead. Can I borrow that?
No.
I was really just going to throw it over there, but... So the we're hitting some turbulence and the turbulence are getting kind of bad. Like I'm starting to get nauseous. Like I'm sick to my stomach. We're getting flung around a little bit. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere,
we were all naked
out of nowhere. The plane drops like probably 100 feet or more. I mean, like it was bad. I was weightless, literally came out of my seat. Don't tell Southwest Airlines because I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. And I hit my head on the ceiling of this airplane. And that's not an exaggeration. Like, I literally hit my head on the ceiling. Michael, what did you do to the lady who was sitting next to you?
I slapped her on accident. That's a true story,
dude. I like that you had to, like, on accident.
That sweet little 110-pound Asian chick just...
She was really sweet.
She was sweet. And she was even polite about me slapping her.
But yeah, I mean, it was bad. Like, we literally came out of our seats, and his daughters were praying. Mm-hmm. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, we're all being big babies and screaming. My daughter's like...
And they're, like, praying over there. And Hey Girl, his wife, Hey Girl, is...
Don't let that die, bro.
I thought I said Google. It brought up the monitor. Yeah, so we're really, really like worried right now because every time we try to record this, it keeps crashing and getting corrupted files.
Patreon it.
We're even paid. Yeah, so go to Patreon and support us so we can get better gear and hire people to do this for us. Not this part. We like this part. Yeah. They're going to do that part. That's on the other side that you can't see. It was the scariest I've ever been on a plane.
Wow.
It's a good thing we're writers.
What were you wearing, bro?
It was the scaredest I've ever been on a plane. I've never experienced turbulence that bad, and I was like so scared.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I've flown across the planet. I've flown many air miles.
Yeah.
And that was the worst turbulence. Not one of the worst I've ever experienced. And that was a bad storm. He was actually a great pilot.
Yeah, and he got an applause, too. Once we cleared all the clouds and stuff, everybody on the plane started clapping except me because I was shaking too bad.
I do want to...
I'm trying to do his name. I'd say thank you on here.
Whenever you do get a chance, though, if you're using that, I would like to explain a little bit more about this sweet lady.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, I was actually impressed with how nice this lady was, because when we hit so hard that we hit up pretty hard and we bounced pretty high off the seat, even those of us wearing our seatbelts.
Well, technically we didn't bounce off the seat, the plane dropped from under us.
Right, and it had great force, and for a moment I thought I was gonna die.
It was scary.
And what I liked is so when I get really scared, I don't cry or do things like that, you know. My reflex is to just start ranting really stupid things, and it kind of, I don't know, but this poor lady.
I was
lady,
in my own world, so I don't know what you said to her. So I'm really excited about hearing the story.
I looked over at this woman after I slapped the crap out of her, because it was like we came up like that, and I just I don't know how I did. I guess I think I was trying to save her life because I'm.
You're a protector.
Yeah, I'm a good dude.
So that jump cut right there was because we edited some stuff out.
All right. No. So let me go. So we come up off the seats, and I was trying to like bring her down just as a natural kind of thing, you know.
Get back in your seat.
Yeah. Get down here. And I slapped her right in the face somehow. And it was pretty good because, I mean, it wasn't a good thing, but it was a pretty good slap.
Right.
And I apologize afterwards, you know, because if we're going to die, I mean, she's more concerned with slapping the ground at 500 miles an hour or not.
Not her.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty tough. It's close, but no, I remember my last words would have been me upset because I didn't have any last words. I literally looked at her as it was going. Did you hear that? Because as it was like going like that, and we were trying to come at it, we didn't know when it was going to, and like my stomach hit my.
Oh yeah, it was everything was all over the place.
I looked at her and I go, I don't even know what my last words would be. I don't want to be like everyone else. And you said
that to her?
Yeah, and she looked at me like, what kind of human being
cares about their
goes through that thought process before they die? And why do I have to die next to this guy? I'm sure. But no, she's too sweet. She's probably like, I understand. Can I help you through it as we're about to die? You're stupid.
Just keep hitting it. That's fine.
I'll hit you just like that woman on that airplane.
Well, the house has to drop out from under us first. Yeah, she was really, really sweet. I mean, I didn't interact with her like you did because I was afeard for my life. But yeah, like the little conversation that I did have with her, she seemed really, really sweet.
Why do you cover up my face?
Because you keep staring at it.
That's my mini face.
You keep staring at it. For those of you who can't see, Michael just continually is like staring at this monitor. I think I'm going to have to move it so he can't see it.
You know what? I'm going to have self-control. You can put it back there. Watch this.
Nope. I'm putting it right here. Now you can't see it. Only I can. He looked right at it just now. Did you see it? Stop it. Okay, so what did we do when we first got to San Diego?
The first night we stayed at my in-law's house and hung out. And a lot of people were kind of over in and out, getting ready for the wedding. And so that was just kind of a hangout night. Nothing really. Basically, let's move towards the super overpriced cheap hotel.
Is that what you were going to call it?
Or the expensive cheap.
It was super overpriced, cheap hotel. It was awful. We're not going to say the name of it.
The view was actually great.
Yeah, the view was really nice. Actually,
once you're standing on the balcony outside the hotel, and the room was nice. The problem was, is for some reason, rather, they don't do maintenance. They're very cheap for an expensive hotel, which is annoying. Or we just got, by chance, the one room out of like hundreds and hundreds of rooms
that was bad
on several floors that everything broke and went wrong. I went to iron my suit because I'm all about, you know, you don't want bacon in your, you know, you want a good crisp suit, you know.
Bacon,
that's what they call it. Yeah, with your buttons, if you don't iron it out.
Oh, I'm not fancy. I don't know anything about that,
bro. It's just like, if you don't, it looks trashy. It looks like you have a bacon strip on your button.
Oh, because it's all wavy and whatnot? Wavy,
yeah. So, okay. So you iron it. Anyway, so me, I was ironed a lot, and I know how to iron.
I'm a hardcore ironer
for... Yeah, so, you know, I was doing my creases and stuff, and water started leaking out of it. Now, my first thought was maybe I overfilled it, even though I know I didn't. But I thought maybe the line was not where I thought, and... It's coming out the top or something. No.
For those of you who don't know, water is not supposed to come out of an iron.
Not the holes.
Yeah. It's not supposed to drip out of the steam.
It's pouring out everywhere from the. And I was like, oh man. I was like, wow, what's the chances? What are the chances of me getting a bad iron? You know, out of all the irons in the.
Iron and iron accessories.
Yeah. And the ironing board pad was. It was messed up. It kept sliding off. It had no. I was like, dang, dude, where'd you get this at the penny store?
Where'd you get this iron at the toilet store?
Yeah.
So, and also in the bathroom, there was exposed wires.
Yeah, that was hilarious because it shouldn't be there in such especially a renowned hotel. Especially in the
bathroom.
This is not like Bob's Motel. This is a nice, nice hotel.
Well, okay, original price is what? It's supposed to be what, $600?
I don't want to go too close because, you know, they're...
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And so, anyway... we just kept finding, me and Rob made a game out of it, finding all the things that were wrong with it.
And there was a lot.
And there was a lot. And my voice cracked.
People heard it. No, that's just how excited you were about it. Yeah, well, there was a lot. Yeah. I can't even do it. See, because I'm too much of a man.
Yeah. So, and I thought, I loved how they had these overpriced fines on everything. Like, smoke on the balcony, it's like X amount of dollars. I couldn't remember exactly the right amount, but a night.
I accidentally drank a bottle of water that was like $4 for a little crappy bottle of
water. That's pretty common in those hotels.
I know, but still.
But I mean, yeah, it's like nothing was cheap for us to purchase, but everything was cheap for us to use.
Right.
And it was just blowing my mind. It's like anything, it seemed like there were so many opportunities for fines. Like, don't skip on the stairs, get caught. That's,
you know, skip on the stairs.
You know, exaggeration there. But it was just like, wow, these people are, they're grabbing up some money.
Nickel and diming you.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I was impressed by how little they did for their customers. The only reason why I'm not knocking them, because I believe in looking out for my brothers and sisters out there, my fellow hotel users. But maybe I just got the worst room in the hotel, which just so happened to be everything's wrong and unsat. But
we did go check out the bridal suite, and that was pretty nice. But we didn't spend a whole lot of time in there, so we don't know if there was anything wrong. But
and
we
the power went out when I was taking a shower. Remember that?
I don't remember that, but you
You were in the shower with me, but yeah.
I mean,
you remember me telling you about that though? The power went out when I was in the shower. Me dolls covered up in soaps and suds. I'm getting my views up.
I'm gonna put some music behind this. Go ahead. No, you don't got to do it. It'll be there. Yeah,
that wouldn't have been the best rendition of.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but no.
No. Yeah, so there was, but it was a real bad. I mean, name me two other times that'd be worse that you'd be in a hotel room and the power would go out. Even on the toilet, you know, you're taking a doo doo, you're leaving a doo doo.
A boom boom.
Yeah, and all you do is you could fill a toilet paper and you could just slowly wipe and wait it out. You know, but when you're butt naked in a shower, covered in soap, you can't even see to wash yourself.
You can't open your eyes.
You can't see where anything's at. You don't know where your clothes are at. Felt pretty vulnerable in the tower. In the shower.
The tower.
It was a tower too. It was a huge hotel. Anyway, I don't want to sit here this whole episode complaining about.
That was just one part of our San Diego trip.
Yeah, but I'm also the type of guy. I didn't even complain. Like, I'm also the type of guy that. Like that when that lady screwed up my hair, and I was trying to do a hard line, and she did a really hard line, and there was like a big
gap. Is this whenever we were trying to tolerate your haircut, when Josh and I were trying to tolerate your haircut in one of the other podcasts?
No, I've had a lot of bad haircuts. No, this one was the worst one in history, and I still tipped her. You know what I mean? I'm not like one of those guys that complains, but this time I really thought about it.
We got haircuts in San Diego.
Still didn't.
We got haircuts. Was it at a military place?
Yeah, well, this lady didn't really speak English, and I didn't know if she heard my haircut order right.
Are you talking about the one we just did, or the one you
were talking about? The one that fixed my hair.
Oh, in San Diego?
In San Diego. Okay. And, of course, this is why back to my hair. It looks crazy right now. I need a haircut. But anyway, this woman did an excellent job. I've had, you know, great haircuts up there, like Gila Root and stuff. Pay, you know, get you a good $50 haircut, get the whole works and the. And it looked like that, and I paid $8 for it, and she did a phenomenal job.
Did you tip her?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
So here's what's funny is it says $8 on the window, right? I didn't realize that until later. So I went in and I just happened to like decide to get my haircut because I was like, I could probably use a haircut. So the dude, he knows where I'm going with this story. The dude that cut my hair, he was like, what kind of haircut do you want? And I told him what it was. And I was like, so how much is it? Or when it was done. Or sorry, I messed the story up. So I got the haircut. Yeah, slow down. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got the haircut, and whenever it was done, I was getting ready to pay him, and I said, "So how much is it?" And he goes, $9.
I sat right across from him. After I heard it. Like what do you say? Like. That dude just ripped you off by a dollar. He's made sure he's going to get that tip.
And I gave him a $5 tip on top of that. So he got $6 extra from me. Yeah. And then I went outside because I was shooting the vlog while we were there. You can see that. You can watch me get my haircut on the vlog. Oh, and then while I was shooting the video, I went outside and I was shooting like some of the signs outside and I saw it said $8. And I was like, that little jerk told me $9. I wonder, this is what I thought though. I thought about it and I said to myself, I said, Rob, maybe they get tired of people asking about it because on the window is the $8, the number 8 is probably about 4 feet tall. And I completely missed it. So he was probably like, if anybody asks.
The same size as the man that cut your hair.
No, he was tall. He was a tall guy. But
that was Glenn's haircut guy.
Yeah, he was. That guy was kind of tiny. Glenn is Hey Girl's dad, by the way.
My father-in-law.
Oh, yeah. So you're related to him, too.
Father by law.
Right. So I assume that if somebody asks how much it costs, since it's ginormous on the window, they're just like, we're going to add a dollar. A convenience fee.
Even though his job is customer service. To serve, like, if you don't have patience, you shouldn't be in customer service.
Right. I mean, he was a nice guy. And actually,
he was really nice when he was lying to me and ripped me off.
Whenever he went to cut my hair, we didn't talk a whole lot, so I wasn't sure if he could understand what I was saying. That's probably racist on my part, which I apologize in advance for. In post.
I zoned out.
Oh, well, don't do that. I said, I don't think he could understand what I was saying. Like whenever we were talking, cause I said something to him and he just kind of nodded. He didn't really say anything. So I don't know how good his English is.
That's not racist, bro.
Right. Well, I don't know. Anyway,
wasn't hate in your heart, man.
CYA, bro. He
can't pretend. Okay, I gotta make sure. I can't pretend he doesn't speak my language. It's all right, bro.
So whenever I,
you got a good heart.
My heart's over here, bro.
You got a good heart.
There it is. So he, whenever we first got started, I was telling him what kind of haircut I wanted, and I said I want a number 2 on the sides, and then I want it trimmed on top. Which there's not a whole lot on top. You can probably see that right there. I don't know if you can see that. That's pretty.
He trimmed it really hard.
There's nothing. Yeah, he trimmed it so much. You see?
He had dreads.
There's nothing there.
Now he dreads it.
Go on. And you're done. So he
just reworked that.
Turn it down. he started to cut with a number 2, and whenever he started cutting it, I was looking in the mirror, and it looked like it was super duper short. So I pulled away from him, and I was like, "No, man, not that short." And then he like jumped back, and he's like, "What?" And I was like, "Is that a number 2?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's a number 2." And I was like, "Oh, never mind."
And now we know he speaks English, which means Rob probably actually is racist.
Yeah, I felt like a jerk too, because I don't know, man. I didn't want my hair cut that short, and I thought it was, I didn't see a guard on there. I didn't think he even put a guard on it. But then he showed me that he did. He even had the number 2 on it.
You know what? Maybe he didn't rip you off. He was just taking what.
Yeah,
what
he was just mad at me. I deserved it.
There's a fee for
being dumb on my part. Oh, so now do you want to, what did we do next? Like, besides the wedding, I mean, do we really want to talk about the wedding? It was pretty. It was really, really pretty.
Yeah, I think, I thought the pastor did a great job. The wedding was just well done. It was put together well, and the venue was absolutely, absolutely good.
Nice. All right. The colors and everything worked really well. Like, I think the whole wedding was beautiful. The playlist was ballin'. Miles, the groom, he is a DJ, and he picked an awesome playlist. Like, awesome. for the wedding and the reception, all of it was great.
Yeah.
Hey Girl's sister wrote a song, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was super sweet and heartfelt, had a little bit of humor in it. It was so much fun. She did a great job.
Yeah. There's a lot of talent in that family. But anyway, yeah, we the reception. That was a reception. We went through that. We ate. The food was delicious, and there was a lot of it. I was surprised how much food there was.
Oh yeah, the food was really good. They had a donut wall, of pegs and donuts. Thank you, Pinterest. And you can see all of that on the vlog as well.
Yeah, and the actual food spread was great.
Yeah, the food was so good. There was so much food on my plate. I was stuffed by the time we got done. I didn't even eat all of it.
It was well done. It was well. They prepared very well for it. It was definitely one of the better weddings I've seen.
Yeah, I had a good time. This was literally the first wedding that I've ever been to in my life. Thank you for inviting me, by the way.
What?
There was more to that story. This is the first wedding I've ever been to in my life where I didn't have to do something. Any other wedding I've ever been to in my whole entire life, I've been an usher or a groomsman or the photographer or I've run sound. That's like my whole entire life. That's what it's been. And this was the first one I actually got to sit and enjoy. And I had a great time.
I was an arch.
Yeah, we were both an arch.
Inside joke. You're not going to know.
Nope, it's on the vlog.
Oh, crap.
It's coming up on the vlog. Michael, how do you feel about your position in the wedding so far?
Well, I'm an arch. Yeah. So, pretty big deal.
It'd be funny if like they don't have the arch and you have to be the arch tomorrow.
I'll just do this.
It's going to be good.
Crawl under me, guys.
All this stuff.
If you watch the vlog, that was a good setup. We didn't even try to do that.
Good job,
awesome.
Right here.
Now you gotta watch it because you care about what the arc is.
Arch.
Okay,
and then that was it. No, it was the night before that where Miles taught us how to DJ.
Yeah,
that's on the vlog as well. Miles, who's the groom, He was teaching Michael how to scratch on a turntable.
Michael is currently getting a lesson in how to be a DJ. Let's go check that out.
And all we're doing is really like matching the beat.
Very talented musician. He's got all kinds of instruments.
Yeah, yeah. He's very, very good. But yeah, that was a lot of fun watching Michael learn how to scratch and messing with it myself. I never really even touched a turntable in my whole entire life. Yeah. And that was a lot of fun. And Miles is the most patient, calm, understanding person I've like ever met in my entire life.
I don't think I've seen the guy angry. I heard when he gets angry, he just goes off and cools down. He's very rational.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so speaking of all the food that we had there at the wedding, we ate every couple hours the whole time we were there. We got done eating and we got back to the house and they were like, so what are we doing for dinner? And I'm like, are you kidding me? We literally just ate. I was like stuffed. And they were like, what are we going to do for food? I'm like, we just got back from eating. I didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah.
We ate so much. Like it was nonstop. Does time move faster in California?
Joke, but I'm not going to do it.
Thanks so anyway, for sharing that.
So might be in the vlog. Check it out. Might be there.
You got to watch Michael's mind vlog, I guess. So what did we do next?
You can get mad. You get the joke. I think we should go straight into, we covered the wedding. It was good.
So we should go to SeaWorld.
SeaWorld. We
went to SeaWorld.
We just watched this show. It was pretty awesome. Check this out.
Thank you.
First time in SeaWorld. This is awesome.
And this is where the seagulls come in. But before we get into the seagulls, I had never been to SeaWorld before. And I always wanted to go. And it was everything that I wanted it to be. It was amazing. It was awesome. I teared up a little bit because I was so excited. I was so happy. But everybody kept telling me, oh, it used to be better. I'm like, come on, man. This was amazing.
And it was everything it was the last time I was there.
So much. So jaded. Yeah. Go ahead and tell your seagull story.
So, like I mentioned earlier, I hate seagulls. If you're a seagull and you're out there and you're watching this, coming for you.
We have like a specific demographic that's just seagulls.
Yeah. Am I racist? Only against seagulls.
That's speciesist.
Yeah. So anyway, for some reason, anywhere we go, when I lived out in San Diego for like 10 years, right? And if there's a seagull, it will find me and it will crap on me or on my food.
So this is what
100% of the time. And he thought like,
this is what he told me.
He goes, it must happen often.
I thought he was exaggerating.
And I go, no, it will happen when we're there. You could pretty much consider that a prophecy. That or I'll kill it first, but you'll see.
He didn't kill any
people. We were in SeaWorld. I want you to think about how many people were in SeaWorld. And then I want you to think about
sheer odds.
The odds of we were sitting or standing in a group so massive that it could have filled my high school, which is a standard size small town high school.
It's a standard size high school that it could
have filled. If you can imagine, it was pretty unimaginable. So anyway, the seagull comes in. And I go, look, Rob, it's a freaking seagull. Here it comes. Get ready, bro.
I didn't even pay attention.
And then he's like, huh? And I was like, you don't have to worry about it. He's coming for me. And he's like,
he literally said that.
Yeah. And he goes, you're retarded. And I go, we'll see who's retarded when I'm covered in seagull poop. Right. And then, all of a sudden it came down like Steven Seagal.
I don't even want to hear the rest of the story.
No, dude, because I said that seagull joke. I don't even know if I made that up or hurt someone because it's so many years ago, but I have such a thing with seagulls because you've seen how real this is. I'm not making this up.
I know, but it's ridiculous.
And he came in. And I was ready for him. I waited the whole trip. I planned for this. I even told him on the plane, like, when the seagull comes, I'm going to kill my first seagull with bare hands. It's going to be a great vlog. Get the camera ready.
He didn't kill one, PETA. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't kill a seagull.
That doesn't mean I won't. It'd be worth it.
But he won't, PETA, if you're listening.
But I will. No, but anyway, so the seagull comes in, right, flying hot. And sure enough, the group of like 10, 15 people with us and everyone else around us in this big area, he has one poop rocket. And sure enough,
it's locked right on you.
It comes oozing through the air, tumbling, and just boom, right on my back.
Why didn't we get that on the vlog? We didn't even talk about it on the vlog.
Because you didn't believe how serious this was, man.
I know, but we should have shown it, like, because it was down your back.
Well, let me make something easy for you. The next time we're in San Diego, I will be under fire. Because it is a 100% guarantee.
Man.
I know it's crazy because it's like, oh, you're just saying
something. I was flabbergasted because I did not. And then all of a sudden, it's just down his back.
Because it sounds like I'm exaggerating about something stupid. And I'm not going for cheap content here. Like, oh, yeah, single people. No, straight up, it is like that. And now you see, I hate seagulls.
I just got the perfect
idea. Now you see.
Yeah, I got it. I wanted to work it in, bro. I wanted to blow past it.
Oh, I had a thought when we were doing this. I said it because I didn't want to tell you how I was going to word how that happened. Right here, ready? So right down here, putting the rest of that screen. Rob's going to put up a picture of a seagull.
Where am I putting it? Right here?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's right here.
Because I kind of sketch artist, as you saw with my.
Have to draw it.
That's what I'm going to say. Okay. I'm going to sketch out this particular seagull. And if you see him out there, I'm going to give a reward for his head, for his little seagull head. Dead or alive.
PETA, disregard that.
I'm kind of broke. Don't you dare distort. I'm on a budget right now. I'm balling on a budget right now. Look at our equipment.
Give him some NOS or something. I'll give you a can of NOS.
No, we'll
not sponsored by NOS.
I'm trying to come up with a reward here, bro.
That's the reward.
No, this is serious.
Sounds serious. I can feel the serious.
$250.
$250 for real?
Yep.
All right.
Right there.
I'm gonna go find a seagull real quick.
No, I'm gonna sketch it. I'm gonna know it's got a scar. All right. It's
got a scar because I've tried to kill it once before.
This has been 10 years going, bro. I thought I'd come back, but I knew he smelt me out. All the other seagull homies were like,
"There he is.
He's here. He's here."
They've got their like little seagull network that they
like. Come. I'm not gonna say mine. It's overused. Come.
Yeah, that is overused. Yeah, but that's not seagulls though. That's dodos, isn't it?
I don't care.
Was that your phone?
I don't care.
What part of silent don't you get?
I like my phone like my seagulls.
Let's see where this is going. Oh man, I was hoping that was going to go somewhere.
Yeah, no, but I thought, man, you know.
Okay,
let's bring this to a point of purpose.
Moving on.
Oh,
go ahead. Not moving on.
Different time. Well, we are. But I didn't want
to
go.
We got to stick to SeaWorld.
Oh, do we? Because
there's a couple more things.
Yeah, you're right. There is.
Remember the thing that we teased at the beginning?
Yeah.
So we got to get to that, but there's also something else.
You go ahead for a while. I'm just going to.
Good. So we got to watch like a dolphin show and like all that kind of cool stuff. That I was so excited to watch these dolphins. And then we sat in the splash. Was it the splash zone? The soak zone. We sat in the soak zone. I was so excited. I've always wanted to get splashed at SeaWorld. And I did. Oh, it was so awesome. I had such a good time. And then whenever they were splashing, like I got a little bit of water here, a little bit of water there. And then all of a sudden, this ginormous, what was it like? What kind of, it was like a little whale. They don't have the killer whales anymore. Is it, it was Shamu a killer whale?
I don't know.
The black and white ones, the cow, the moo whales. They don't have those anymore, but they had this big black whale that came out. Do you know what he was called? A Shelby whale or something like that.
Whale.
And he was like started splashing water and it was a lot of water. Sperm water. And man, I was excited to get covered in water. I was so happy. And then, something else. If you work at SeaWorld and you run those little bubble machines before everything, stop it. I literally had bubbles in my face for 20 minutes while we were sitting there waiting. This kid was just like, has a little bubble thing going, and it's just blowing the wind right in my face. And I'm like, come on, man. I was like, I didn't even need to take a shower that night because I got so much soap on me.
Are you mad at the little kid, the one working there selling them?
I was mad at the bubbles. No, I wasn't mad at the kid. It was annoying that I was getting pelted with these.
You need to establish an enemy like I did the seagull.
No, he's a person, and that's his job. I also bought a $7 bag of cotton candy that I gave to the little ones, and they were hyper. Okay, so after we got done with that, we went walking around all over the place. I don't want to ride roller coasters. Are you the same way?
Yeah, I don't see a point.
Okay, so we didn't ride roller coasters, so we had a little bit of bro time while everybody else went to ride roller coasters. So we went and got something done, and I'm going to show you what that is right now.
It's matching tattoos.
We got matching lower back tattoos. Yeah. Butterflies.
Yeah. So we got something original. We got tribal.
Yeah, that's original.
Yeah.
So this is what we had done. I was very, very excited to get this done. It's super, super happy. This, you want to hold this other side? You want to hold your side? Let me make sure this is in frame. Good. Ta-da! We got this done. The girl that drew it, I tried to ask her what her Instagram handle was so we could tag her, but she didn't tell me, so I can't put it on. But yeah, I was really, really happy with this. I asked her to put a little microphone in there, and she gave me like this look that was like, we don't do extra stuff like that, but... Anyway, yeah, so we got this done.
Well, no, she said she would do a... Yeah,
no, the yeah, but, stuff, but I asked for like a microphone or headphones, but she was like, she said she would do it, but she didn't seem excited about it. But she did a great job. Phenomenal job. This is going to be on our Instagram. You can check it out. We might put it on a t-shirt if you want to buy it. I don't know.
I thought she was excited.
You think we could sell this? Can we sell it?
There's signatures on there, so I don't want like
that. Yeah, it's just like a J and then some squiggly lines. I don't know what that says. But anyway, yeah, so her this is us. We got caricatures. We got caricatures drawn. So I was really, really happy.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's, that was a fun trip.
You can watch this, get drawn in the vlog if you want to go check it out. As if you can't tell, I'm plugging the vlog a little bit.
I love how, like, no matter how tired and, like, irritable and cranky we should be, we're still pretty slap happy for some cranky, tired guys.
That's because we're goofy and we care and we like to have fun and we love life.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to have a podcast video or just any kind of live thing where we're just both wide awake.
If we start doing them during the day, then yeah.
Well, that's why we have to have Patreons to...
Yeah, then we can actually... So here's the thing about Patreon. Let me break this down for a minute. If we can get enough patrons to come... If we can get enough patrons to come and, you know, support us, if you like our stuff, don't do it if you don't like us. I mean, you're probably not going to anyway.
Yeah, they won't.
We definitely appreciate any support.
Yeah, we do.
But we can quit or go down to part-time at our day jobs, and we can actually do this during the day, do it more full-time, and actually provide a lot more content for you. So that is my Patreon pitch. I think that'll probably be my last Patreon pitch until the end of the podcast.
Oh, we're going to do... Okay.
Yeah, well, we gotta throw all that stuff at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, vomit all the...
We have to conclude.
Yeah. Okay, so... San Diego, I got sunburnt super de-duper bad. The next day we went to the beach after we left San Diego. We went to the beach.
Beach?
And I got sunburnt real bad at the beach. Because I put you on... Really did. I was surprised. I put on sunblock all over my whole body, except for the top of my head. This part right here. And it was pretty sunburnt. It was bad.
It was purple.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. So you might see that in the vlog because, you know, I vlogged the whole time we were there.
Because it was pretty, it stood out. You know, another thing that me shouting out to all my Filipino and Filipinas. No, but
that's the girl version.
Well, kind of. I was kind of playing with the word.
The
words and stuff. Man, we are tired. This is late.
It's 4:35 in the morning.
Yeah. I'm starting to struggle with you. All right.
We're almost done with this.
Hold on. Before I finish that thought.
Get that. What is that? Monster? No. Full throttle?
Oh, Drake Watster.
Is that full throttle? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So.
Can you drink a little louder next time?
Do you want me
to? I
want to
hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, not this time. Like next time. We got to keep them guessing.
This is next time now.
Right, but they got to.
Because it was last time when I did it.
Oh, man. Dude, you're so smart.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That was so gross.
And that's how man drinks.
Your eyes are watering now.
Easy drinking. Oh, I can do better.
Not sponsored by Full Throttle. Okay, go ahead. Do you remember what you were going to say? Because I don't.
Yeah. Okay. So I was going to give a shout out to something that all my Filipinos out there will appreciate.
Oh.
So with me being married to a Filipino, one thing you learn about Filipinos is that they're all family, and that's not a stereotype. That's actually like how tight-knit the culture is and how much they look out for each other. A lot of people could take notes from how tight they are.
Right.
Like, we have first aunt, second aunt, first cousin, second cousin. Nothing wrong with that. But, like, every woman they meet is auntie. Right? I love being part of it. But there's one thing that I don't love. Never tried it because I haven't built the courage. But most Filipinos won't mess with it. And we almost got a chance to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
It's called, the name is exactly, I think they named it after the sound you make after when you try to eat it.
Yeah.
And that is none other than balut. And balut is, see, when you eat chicken eggs, when you go to the market, you're actually eating chicken period. Their menstruation.
A baby embryo.
Yeah. It's not fertilized. So, but this right here gets you a nice little... Nice little baby chick.
It's partially formed.
Yeah.
It's a duck, right?
Oh, yeah. It's got duck feet and claws and beak.
Should I put up a picture of it?
Yeah.
Because it's gross.
He's putting a picture, right?
No, it'll take up the whole screen.
It's going to take the whole screen up.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It was so disgusting. Just looking at it, I was like, nope.
Yeah. We looked up on YouTube. I've seen it before. But one day, it's going to be a hashtag for you. We get a certain mark. That's what we're going to do. But anyway,
if we hit a certain number of patrons, if we hit 500 patrons, we will eat balut
on camera. Yeah. Well, we'll try like heck.
We will at least try. I can't promise
I'll keep that bird down because it's a little excommunicated.
So you saw the picture and it's like super, it's a partially formed duck embryo. Mm-hmm. Like it has all the duck pieces, but it hasn't quite hatched yet.
Mm-hmm. But it's still a bird because it's got all the bird parts.
Yeah. So, his mother-in-law was telling us a story about how when she ate it, the, claw part got stuck in her throat when she was trying to eat it. And she was telling us this while we were at the spaghetti or gosh, dang it. I always say that when we were at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. Wrong factory, bro.
Yeah. I always do that every single time. I always say the Spaghetti Factory and I mean the Cheesecake Factory. So if I say the Spaghetti Factory, just know
that I mean the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. But yeah, and so we're going to do that though, or we're going to try. I'll probably throw up because if I throw it up, I'm not going to try to eat it again.
I have a feeling just from looking at it from that picture, I have a feeling that once we open it, the smell is going to make us vomit.
I don't know. No, I think it's just more of a. We don't want to ruin it too much.
There's no ruining it. Just looking at it.
For a lot of people, especially my fellow gringos out there, this is going to be something that you ain't seen before. That's my son in the way.
They've already seen it. I showed him a picture of it.
No, I mean somebody eating it. Like, we've never seen somebody try to.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not cultured. And like I said, a lot of Filipinos I know that are Americanized or even not, they don't, it's like not something they do. It's not as common as rice, you know?
Yeah. I can't guarantee we'll actually eat any of it, but you know.
Yeah. And so, but we're going to try if we do the mark that he hits the mark that he said.
500 patrons.
Because I'm not a prostitute, but I'm just saying.
You'll sell yourself for money.
No, but I feel like I would owe you that point. That's a pretty high number.
Yeah.
I'd owe you an attempt.
That'd be awesome. And gross. And disgusting.
And you know what? Then we'll make a challenge on top of that where for me and you will make a bet to see who can get it down, or get down the most. Like, so that way it gives us more incentive.
Just thinking about it, I'm like,
so if like one gets it, but like only bites off a leg and gets it down, but spits the other up. So whoever gets the most down, it keeps it down.
Bites off a leg.
Yeah.
Oh man, just thinking about
I'm gonna try to make you gag while you're eating it, just so you sabotage you.
Okay, so to go along with that note,
I don't know why I'm so excited about this. It's gonna be horrible.
Some of the other video podcasts that we're gonna do is we've talked about this before. But we're going to have,
sorry guys,
we're going to have like weird foods that should not go together. So you talked about some of them. What is it, like peanuts and grape soda?
No, hold on. I think it's better as strange food combinations that don't sound like they would go well together, but they're actually known. They're popularly known to be delicious, like,
peanuts and grape soda,
banana marinara.
I actually looked up a couple more, and there was pumpkin pie and mustard.
Bacon and cereal, which actually is good.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is.
That does sound good.
There
are going to be plenty more. So you're going to watch that, and we're going to have a couple people come on and do it with us.
And we're going to try to find stuff that's legitimately disgusting that somebody on the planet said.
And we're going to try it. We're going to eat it all. So.
That's a dab.
Oh, I thought you were like.
That's like a Hitler thing.
That's what I thought you were doing.
Gosh darn it.
Now I found the new thumbnail.
Edit it. Now I feel like I'm just.
Please stop dabbing.
That was, I don't know how I do it now. I feel like a Nazi.
That was so 2018.
Dabbing a lot. Dabbing a lot.
So for those of you who keep seeing these jump cuts throughout the whole entire video, I'm running on a Canon camera right now. And for those of you videographers out there, the camera is only run for 12 minutes at a time. So we tried to do that and it would crash and corrupt the file. So now I'm running it at 8 minutes at a time. So that's why you keep seeing these jump cuts, because I have to keep stopping and starting the camera.
Yeah, we're trying to do the best we can for you guys here.
Yeah, we've got pretty decent equipment, but it's not made for this. So we would like to actually get set up to where all the stuff is made for this, so we can actually do this without having to run like 15 different wires to my phone from the camera, which, I can't do it yet until we close, so I can't say it, because I said I would wait.
Yeah,
do it.
Well, for me, you know,
I said I wouldn't do it, so you do it.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I do know this much. See, he works all this stuff.
You just create.
I just doodle and write, so I don't really. It's pretty simple. I got my Pilot pens, which I like, my 0.05s.
Those are really nice.
Yeah, Target has a 0.375. Walmart, get on it.
Not sponsored by Target, not sponsored by Walmart.
Well, Walmart wouldn't sponsor me because I'm about to say get on your pen game, because Target's got you beat. They got the smaller Pilot pen.
See, I just go to Amazon for everything.
See, that's technology. I don't do that.
Sponsored by Amazon, but Amazon, listen.
Let's take a moment
we're trying to get some patrons and some subscribers and stuff. So if you want to sponsor us, Amazon, what's up?
Yeah, I mean,
how you live in Amazon?
however that stuff works. So yeah, if you notice, he's more of the tech guy. He understands things that have electricity running through it, and I'm more of a old school dude who just doodles and writes stuff down. You run this whole show, so
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah,
I like that. Keep saying more good stuff about me.
You're just the big boss.
No, but say it like for real though. Don't be all like not.
Oh.
It doesn't mean anything if you're joking around.
Compliments now just because I gave you some. you know, Rob, out of all the Robs that I know in this room right now.
You sound just like my brother. My brother, he'll be like.
You are the Robbiest.
He's like, you're the best person that I know named Rob in this room with me right now.
Yep.
He says it. My brother says it all the time.
Yeah.
Shout out to my brother, Randy. What's up?
Hi, Randy.
You don't get to talk to him.
I know Randy.
Oh, yeah. He's a good dude.
I know him.
He's my favorite brother named Randy.
Like a guy knows a guy that he's met more than seven times.
Randy, my brother Randy, was really excited whenever we first started hanging out, because Randy kind of knew him a little bit, and he thought he was like a really good dude. And I didn't really have a whole lot of people that I was hanging out with. So my brother was really excited whenever I started hanging out with him. So that meant a lot to me, because I respect my brother's opinion a lot. But it meant a lot to me whenever he was like, yeah, I like the fact that you're hanging out with Michael. So that's really cool. That's a nice story.
I zoned out till he said my name. I was like, what?
I was saying good stuff about him.
God, I missed it.
Well, you're going to have to go back and listen to the podcast.
I love his puns.
That's not what I said.
You're trying to lure me into watching and subscribing?
Yeah, you need to become a patron too.
But all I need is pins.
Well,
and,
I mean.
And Full Throttle.
Not sponsored by Full Throttle.
I was trying to, be like, I like the way you did that.
Hey, Full Throttle. What's up? What's up, Full Throttle? How you doing?
I want to let you know right now, Full Throttle. There you go.
Do it. Do it. I want to hear it.
This is my pitch to you.
Listen up, Full Throttle. Monster. Rockstar. No, not Monster. We're not down for that.
Me and Monster.
We're not down for Monster. Red Bull?
That's for the seagulls. See what I did there? So that's for the birds?
Oh, I got it.
So the seagulls.
So let's do this, Full Throttle. What are you doing? What are you doing here?
This is my pitch. But okay, I feel like I want to freestyle something like this.
Do it. I want to hear you freestyle. You're so smart and you're clever. I want to hear you do a freestyle.
All right.
I'll really look up to you.
Your technology thing, like edit in later to where he goes.
Right? I mean, I tell you what, I will shoot
I'll do the sound effects.
I'll shoot a really nice commercial for Full Throttle. Like, I will do that for free. I'll shoot, like, I'll light it and I'll set it up really nice and I'll put your voice over it. So okay. You don't have to hold that up because it's going to be, this is going to be covered by a different video.
Hold on a second. Ready? Because there's an eagle on it, right?
Oh, God.
Ready? So imagine the eagle sound screeching in. Ready?
Do it.
So here's the commercial. There's a seagull, right? He's just sitting there. All of a sudden you see. You know what? I'm going to do the voiceover. You ever sit at the beach and you feel down and low and you need some energy and you're running from seagulls? Well, Full Throttle. The bird. No. You should have complimented me so intensely on my creativity.
No, keep going. You're good. This is good. Creativity doesn't just happen.
It will give you energy to throttle you away from them seagulls. No.
May I take back everything I said?
It tastes really good. And it'll give you energy. And let me tell you something else about it. It's hard working, easy drinking. Okay. Even the stars drink it. Stars and eagles.
See, you're clipping like super bad.
Because I'm trying to add intensity to the commercial. Try other flavors. Original, citrus, and other ones.
Okay, so do me like a real one, because I'm going to put some really nice video. I'm going to show you my video production skills. Do a real one, like a for real, like what do you think about Full Throttle? Like give me like 10, 15 seconds.
Full Throttle.
No, I said a real one.
Full Throttle. Energy drink. Original, citrus. Hardworking, easy drinking. Yes, when you feel like you can't, here's something that will make sure you can. Buy it, not in a bottle, but in a can. I use the word to rhyme with the self got started. Anyway.
I almost had what I needed.
This can is recyclable. You know it's not your day.
No. So don't talk to them because this isn't happening right now.
But it's commercial. More than 30 seconds, bro.
No, just 10 seconds. That's all I need.
I'm not a freaking rapist, bro. I'm changing this to a podcast name real quick. Just let me. I mean, like, if you were to change Full Throttle into the sponsors of podcasting. Because, you know, NOS does dirt bikes and stuff.
Okay.
So, ready? I'm just playing. I'm going to take their saying that I just said, and I'm going to change it to podcast relevance.
Do it.
We live in front of the mics. White knuckles. And wearing tights. Broken budgets. We reuse old equipment. But we're fearless and peerless, unstoppable, undefeated, and weakly spoken with our bad equipment.
What?
But we have Full Throttle. So you can drink it from a can, you can drink it from a bottle. Drink Full Throttle. And you won't be like a seagull, because you won't waddle. You'll fly like an eagle. But you'll bark like a beagle.
What is happening right now?
I'm so delirious.
Okay, so that's the end of the podcast. So I want to thank you all for watching and listening. So go and find us on... Hold on, let me bring up my notes.
Caffeine's not doing it. I need stronger drugs.
No, you need to go to bed. That's what you need. Okay, so go check us out on our website, justplaynonsense.ninja. iTunes, Spotify, which we just got on Spotify, so check that out. That's exciting. Stitcher, Podbean, and anywhere else you can check us out. Go to the Just Plain Nonsense store, buy some of our merch. We've got some decent stuff on there. We're adding more once I get more time, or we get some patrons up on Patreon.
Yeah, be a mercenary. For just $5,
woosah.
For just $5 a day or a month, start slow.
$5 a day, that's quite a bit.
For just a modest budget of whatever is 10% of your monthly salary or monthly pay, you can sponsor one of these poor, sad. Can I start over? Because I actually want to go somewhere with that one. Can we do that? Can we do a page short like a
nope.
Sarah McLachlan in the background.
In the budget of new co-host.
Their tech is weak. We just cut out me doing Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, well, and you'll see that in the full unedited one. You know, the one with the bloopers. The full unedited podcast if you become a patron on Patreon.
But bloopers.
All right, so that does it for us. That's all of it. That's the whole entire first video podcast. We want to thank all of you guys for watching. As I said about six minutes ago. No, every single one of you. Don't listen to
him. There might be a seagull.
No, if he's watching, thanks for watching, little seagull guy. Always watching. Go, you know, like I said earlier, go check us out on all the podcast platforms. Go to our store, check us out. Instagram, like us on Instagram, nonsense.podcast. You can follow each one of us on our own Instagrams. Those are going to be right here. Wait, right here.
You know what?
Down in this area here.
If you like my Instagram, I'm going to
bring that energy up. If you like my Instagram,
I'm trying to force energy through my tiredness.
We're almost done. We're almost there.
If you like my Instagram, I'm going to like your Instagram.
Yeah, he's a proud member of Team Follow Back.
Yeah, actually, I don't even use my Instagram that often. I post like 9 things ever. But
I'm trying to get him to start using
it. He's teaching me how to be in this modern world.
Right.
With all your gadgets and technology. But yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to, if you like it, I'm going to be like you back. That's like that Facebook thing we poke.
Yeah, nobody does that anymore. If you get poked or get waved at, it's weird.
If you poke me or wave at me,
and that's it for the day.
And wave at you.
Thanks for checking us out. I think that's it.
Is it?
Go subscribe on Patreon. We'll see you guys later.
Hey, this show is brought to you by Ray's Rearview Mirrors. It's good to know where your behind's at. It's good to watch your behind.
That was good. That was perfect.
That was good because I was just trying to
nail it.
I was speaking from my heart.
That's their slogan.
Yep.
That's it.
They're a real company, and they're good sponsors. They bought me this pin.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
And they provide us the ability to look at our past.
Yep. Oh, that was a lot better than Ray's Rearview Mirrors. Know where your rear's at. Always be watching that back end.